I posted a quote today that said that anything lost that wasn't given to you by God is actually a gain. And as I was thinking about that quote, I said, let me go ahead and make a video here on YouTube to help us better understand what we gain from a loss. So many of us, we get so caught up in what we've lost that we've lost sight of what it is that we gain. And today I want to give you a couple of points, a couple of things to think about when it comes to losing things in life, whether it's losing a person that you loved, or losing a relationship, or losing, I'm not talking about death or anything, I'm talking about just relationships, or losing something that you thought was the best thing to you. And I want to encourage you, let you know that if God didn't give it, it wasn't going to give to you. And so I have a couple of points that I have here on my laptop that I want to share. And the first thing I want to share is a scripture that says that the blessings of the Lord adds no sorrow today or tomorrow. The blessings of the Lord adds no sorrow. A lot of us, we think that we're blessed, but we're not blessed. A lot of things that we've been blessed with, we've been stressed with. And when you and I begin to think about the things that we lose in life, if we really take a few steps back and look back at it, we'll see that God wasn't in it. You and I should endeavor never to have anything that God's not in. Because if God's not in it, we can't win with it. And so the blessings of the Lord, real blessings, are holistic blessings. When God blesses you with something, he's blessing it for you because he knows you are blessing. You will be a blessing to it and you will be a blessing through it. But a lot of us, we are just so caught up when, or get mad at God when God begins to take things out of our lives. That's why I say anything lost that was not given to you by God is actually a gain. And because if it is from God, it will never give you sorrow. So think about that. The person you lost, the ex that you lost, whoever you have lost in companionship or in partnership or whatever, begin to think about when they left, did they leave sorrow? That'll let you know a whole lot. Now, let me talk about real quick before I get to the four things that we gain from a loss. I want to go ahead and talk about briefly four things that keeps us lost from a loss. Four things that keeps us lost from a loss. We know what loss means. Loss means wandering. Loss means having no direction. And so when we lose something, we lose ourselves. That's why you have to be very careful in who you invest in, who you become tied to. Because a lot of the things that we entangle ourselves with and the people we entangle ourselves with, it causes soul holes. It causes soul wounds. It causes soul ties. So when they're broken off of our lives, we're leaking in the process. We're bleeding in the process, hoping that God, or begging God, to bring something or bring that someone back. Now, I want to go ahead and share these 4 points. Four things that keeps us lost from a loss. Let me move my camera over here so I can read. And I spelled the word lost, L-O-S-T. Four things that keeps us lost from a loss. Number one, looking for closure. One of the things that keeps us lost when we have taken a loss is we want to look for closure. I wrote this. People often remain lost when they continuously seek closure from a loss. While closure can be therapeutic, it's essential to recognize that not all situations will offer a clear ending. This constant pursuit can prevent individuals from embracing their new reality and finding peace within God and themselves. Let me tell you something, man. Let God be your closure. Some things God closes that God is not going to give you a reason why he did it. Why do you think God was the one that closed Noah's ark? Because God knew Noah was nice. And imagine Noah being in the ark and hearing those people cry and bang on the bottom of the boat and scratching at the door. It would have really pulled on his heartstrings. And then he would have used that rope to open up the door and allow that dysfunctional person or group of people back in. That's why God closes doors you can't open. Because he knows we'll be too nice. And you have to let God be your closure. Let God be the one letting you know and affirming you and establish you, letting you know, hey, I closed that door. I wasn't in it. I closed that relationship. I wasn't in it. I closed that business. I wasn't in it. In order for us to go through open doors, we got to be moved out of rooms with the doors closed behind us. And so many of us are with monkey wrenches and with utensils and tools trying to pry open doors God closed. My friend, you are not strong enough to open a door God closed. So one of the things that keeps us lost from a loss is looking for closure. People often remain lost when they continuously seek closure. You're going to have to stop, my friend. Stop looking for closure. Because no matter what they say, it's not going to be enough for you. While closure can be therapeutic, and don't get me wrong, closure, God will allow closure because he understands it helps in parts. But it's essential to recognize that not all situations will offer a clear ending. So listen, you can't expect a confused person to give you a clear reason on why they're not in your life this season. You and I cannot expect a confused individual to give you a clear reason why they're not in your life this season. So stop asking or stop seeking for confused individuals to give you a clear reason for the clear ending. This constant pursuit can prevent individuals from embracing their new reality. So when you're looking for closure in your past, you can't pass through to the next thing for you. And it keeps you from finding peace within God and yourself. So are you looking for closure, my friend? Are you looking for closure in through a door that God closed? Number two, oblivious. The reason why... or another thing that keeps us lost from a loss, we're oblivious of how bad what we've lost was. Or oblivious of how bad what they lost was. It's another reason why people are lost from a loss. Sometimes people idealize what they've lost, remembering only the good and overlooking the negative aspects. This idealization can create a skewed perception, making it challenging to move on and find contentment in the present. So when you lost that relationship or you lost that opportunity, whatever it is that you thought you lost, some of us, we were completely oblivious to how bad what we were in or how bad it was. Man, if you really took a step back and looked at that person and really looked at how bad that person was for you, you would be like, man, God, I glorify you. I thank you for removing that fool out of my life. Sometimes people idealize. I mean, they paint this picture of a person. They get caught up in the good times. Remembering only the good and overlooking the negative aspects. How many of us have been guilty of that? We remember the times. We get caught up in Michael Jackson. Do you remember the times when we fell in love? Do you remember the times? Listen, certain times you don't need to remember. Because remembering good times and bad environments will create bad emotions, bad feelings, bad yearnings, bad desires. You can't remember good times of sin. You can't remember good times with someone that wasn't good for you because the devils will be whispering in your mind, whispering in your ears saying, do you remember the times when we fell in love? Like fell in love. Anything you fall into, you get hurt. So we got to look and get out of the idealization of the individual or thinking about the idea of that person and not really investigate the actual individual. I put my clients through this especially, and I'll be doing this in my Relationship Mastery program as well, walking people through that process. Like, get out of the ideal world and investigate the real world. Investigate it. Investigate the individual. Pros and cons. What kind of red flags they had in their life. People idealize what they've lost. Remember only the good. And overlooking the negative aspects. This idealization can create a skewed perception, meaning poor perception, making it challenging to move on and find contentment in the present. So number one, what keeps us lost from a loss? Looking for closure. Number two, being oblivious of how bad what we lost was. Number three, S, soul ties. emotional connections or soul ties to what was lost can keep people bound to their past. These ties can be particularly strong, making it difficult to sever emotional attachments and preventing individuals from fully investing in their present and future. Are you soul tied? Who are you soul tied to? Emotionally tied to? Emotionally attached to? That's why you cannot allow your soul to be open to anyone and everyone. Your soul is a sponge. Whatever it is around, whatever environment is in, it will soak that up. So where in your soul are you tied? Are you tied in your thoughts? Are you tied to that person emotionally? Are you tied to that person through your memories? And it's hard for you to move on because you're soul tied to that person that you begin to be so imprisoned by 2023 when y'all was together, 2022 when y'all was together. And now you cannot make no gain from that loss because of the pain and the attachments of that loss. Emotional connections or soul ties to what was lost can keep people bound to their past. These ties can be particularly strong, and I'll do more videos on soul ties, making it difficult to sever emotional attachments and preventing individuals from fully investing in their present and future. Last but not least, T, four things that keeps us lost from a loss. T, thinking about it wrong. Thinking about it wrong. Viewing loss without considering God's perspective can lead to misguided interpretations and unnecessary suffering. By aligning their thoughts with God's word, individuals can gain clarity, understanding, and a renewed sense of purpose, helping them navigate their loss more effectively. So when we think about the situation wrong, and we look at it from our pain, we look at it from our past, we look at it from our parents' point of view, our peers' point of view, or our poor point of view, then we won't see the situation the way God wants us to see it. Are you thinking about that loss wrong? Are you soul tied to that loss? Are you oblivious to how bad that loss was and how great it was for it not to be in your life anymore? Or are you looking for closure? Now, here are four things you gain when you lose something that wasn't given to you by God. Four things you and I gain when we lose something that wasn't given to us by God. You ready? G-A-I-N. Number one, four things we gain when we lose something that wasn't given to us by God. Number one, we get more of God. We get more of God. G, we get more of Him. Losing something not from God draws you closer to Him, deepening your relationship and increasing your dependence on His wisdom, strength, and guidance. We also get growth. Losing something not from God can lead to personal and spiritual growth as you learn to rely and trust on Him more. So when we lose that person, relationship, friendship, job, career, client, whatever it is, we gain more of God. We gain more of realizing that, yo, God, I made them God to my life, and I repent of that God. Because when we grab strongly and grab a hold of things more than we do God, my friend, it becomes a deep wound, a deep tie, causing us from really growing in the things of God. So when you lose something that God didn't give you, you actually grow more in love of God. You actually grow closer to God, and you begin to grow in understanding of why God did what He did. So how many people want more of God? Not too many people, but I know there's a lot of people in this live right now that wants more of God. That's what we gain when we lose something that wasn't given to us by Him. Number two, A, we gain awareness. The experience that we had with the ex or a relationship or a friendship or whatever it is that we lost, the experience can heighten our awareness of what truly matters. allowing us to refocus on God's priorities for our lives. We gain awareness. Now that you lost that man, now that you lost that woman, now that you lost that friend, now you have the opportunity to gain awareness of what truly matters. Now you can say, you know what truly matters? My self-care. You know what truly matters? My spiritual development. You know what truly matters? The things of God. You know what truly matters? My family. I'm so glad God took Unplug from me. Because Unplug, not today, but Unplug early on in my marriage probably would have been a detriment to my marriage. And for those who don't know what Unplug was, it was a ministry that I had. I made that ministry my God many times. Even though I loved God, even though I wanted things of God, but my identity as an immature believer at that juncture in my life was everything to me. It determined my value, my worth, because coming from high school, being overlooked and not overbooked, and people viewing me in certain kind of ways and not really giving me the attention I thought I deserved with the skills I had, I felt like I had to go out there and prove to people that I can succeed, especially when I didn't finish college. When I didn't finish college, man, people wouldn't even allow me in their churches because they were like, you don't have a college degree. And so then when I started Unplugged, even though I started humbled in the beginning, with fervor in the beginning, at some parts, especially, like I just saw a flyer of mine that popped up on my memories on Facebook when we had a TV pilot for Unplugged, and they was going to pitch it to own networking, and things was about to bubble. Like at that point, I was like, man, I began to start thinking, okay, I've arrived. But when God removed that, even though that was what God gave me for that juncture, but I'm glad that he took it, and I'm glad that I have closure with it, because now I know that if I have better awareness now. There are some things that God gives that God takes too. And it gives you awareness. So when you lose that relationship, become more aware of what truly matters. Y'all don't matter no more. You matter more. God matters more. Insight, what you gain from a loss. When you lose that relationship, when you lose that friendship, when you lose that opportunity that wasn't given to you by God, you also gain insight. It provides clarity and insight into your values, relationships, and purpose, helping you align more closely with God's plans. Like, now you have insight. Now you have wisdom. Okay, now I know what to look for in the next person. Now I know what not to look for. Last but not least, four things you gain when you lose something that wasn't given to you by God. Number one, G, you get more of God and you grow. Number two, you gain more awareness. Number three, you gain more insight. And number four, you gain new beginnings. It opens doors to new opportunities and paths that God has prepared for you, leading to a renewed sense of purpose and direction. My friend, you have to have a new ending to have a new beginning. You have to have a new ending to have a new beginning. You let that end in. Let that thing end. And you have to have a new ending. Let it end internally. It ended physically, but you got to let it end internally. If it ended eternally, let it end internally so you can have new beginnings externally. If God ended it, you have to end it because you know that God loves you so much. And if God took it from you, if God is removed it from you, it's for your betterment. But if you don't have a new ending, you won't have a new beginning. So you got to let that end. You got to let it burn. You got to let it fuel you. It opens doors to new opportunities. So when you lose something that God never intended for you to have, you have a new beginning. You begin to see doors open for you. Family, I pray this message was a blessing to you. Hope you got something from it. I hope it got you thinking about the things you've lost in your life that God closed and removed out of your life and began to really think about what you gain, because you gain a lot. You gain a lot of God, you gain a lot of awareness, you gain a lot of insight, and you gain a new beginning. I love you all. I got to go. It's 10:03. I'll probably be doing more lives. That's my goal. I'm going to scroll up to see if anybody posted any comments. I just think people came in and out and viewed. And I don't think nobody posted any questions or nothing like that. I got to go. Y'all be blessed. Catch y'all next time. Links in the description box below. Books, card games, one-on-one coaching, my relationship mastery program, my mindset mastery program, my fulfillment elite program, all my coaching programs, books, card games, all that stuff. 11 books, 4 card games, 3 coaching programs. We also have a community that we have where my wife and I serve those who want to develop their lives, because it costs not leveling up. It costs not working on your relationship. It costs a lot. What profits you if you gain the whole world but lose your family? It costs too much. It costs too much not to work on your singleness. It costs too much not to work on your marriage. It costs too much not to work on your life. It costs too much. And so no matter the cost, invest in yourself to make yourself better so that you will no longer be here again, going around the same mountain, taking 40 years to get to where God wanted to get you in 11 days. The children of Israel wandered the wilderness for 40 years for an 11-day trip. Pick whatever highway in your city. Imagine getting off a highway, getting back on the highway, driving 1 mile, getting off the highway, getting back on the highway, and doing that same loop for 40 years. How many people doing the same loop for 40 years when God said, you should have been where I wanted you by now? It costs too much not to work on yourself. So check out our life work resources. I believe when you work on your life will work for you, and you will begin to see things work out for you, and you'll begin to see a lot of things happen in your life. Check links in the description box. Not description, that's YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, that too. Check the links in my bio. I catch y'all next time. Peace.